Hey there. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I don't know if you guys are following what's going on out in Nova Scotia, but it's pretty upsetting, and it's just like very, I feel like this year has been like really interesting, or like not interesting, but like been difficult in a lot of like ways, and it's so like disappointing but not necessarily surprising that Indigenous people are like being targeted and like assaulted and violated on their own land, especially when that land is unceded. Also, what's going on up in Wet'suwet'en with coastal gas. Oh my gosh, that was a constant mix up. There's a lot going on around, like, it seems like Canada is really taking advantage of, like, how kind of isolating everything feels right now, I guess, to just, like, really really, like, not respect Indigenous people at all. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. You just heard Better Off Alone by DJ Alice. Dork. As a dork, I'm always like, what's cool? That's the whole point of Teachable Moments. We just try to figure out what is hot and what is not. Help me. I'm not cool. Judging by that song, what do you think today's episode's about? Right, guess, cool noun, the future. Having a really weird, I feel very weird today. I don't know, kind of like sweaty, I guess like emotionally sweaty, if that makes sense to you. And physically sweaty. Maybe I just like coffee too late in the day. It doesn't really matter. I feel really out of it. And I think that song, it's just been stuck in my head recently, and I think it's hilarious. And I also think that, like, it sounds like, obviously it's a classic, don't get me wrong, Better Off Alone, Alice DJ, classic, but it feels very contemporary, or like it feels timeless more, but it like feels more more like music of the future than music of the past, besides like kind of like how nostalgic it is. Like in my brain, I know it's an old song. But in my ear, I'm like, ooh, future. So I have a few definitions of the word future. I think that the future is really interesting. I mean, obviously, who knows what's going to happen. But something that I think is interesting about future and like kind of time in general is the future is really seen as a place where positive things happen. Like people always kind of say like if you say like the, for example, like if you say like the future of music, there's like an implication that that it's good or like somehow better in some way, because it hasn't been done before, I guess. But one definition of future is an expectation of advancement or progressive development. But I mean, I think that, I mean, I don't trust technology at all. And I think we've really seen that, development or like advancement, whatever that means, is not always positive. Not that, and like, I wouldn't say that like regression is like negative either. I think that, this like kind of obsession or like, yeah, just like implication of like progress and positive is, misguided and misplaced. So we're going to move on. This is Better Alone, not Better Off Alone. This is Better Alone, Better Alone by Lucky off of We'll Find the Time. Love Lucky, always have always loved Lucky, and I will always love Lucky. This EP came out in mid-late-ish March of this year, and it's really been, I found it very helpful. I've been listening to a lot. It is like weird to think that it's been so long since, the shutdown happened. Okay, so this is Better Alone by Lucky off of We'll Find the Time. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. What's up, dear listener? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Kill Me by Dead Soft off of their new album Baby Blue. Just before that was Date Me by SBDC off of their new album The Feeling of Winning, and then opened that set with Better Alone by Lucky off of their EP We'll Find the Time. Both the SBDC album and the Dead Soft album came out like in the last week or two, I want to say. Baby Blue is kind of like a follow up to Big Blue, which is their most previous album from last October. So I guess almost like exactly a year ago. But all local bands and all local gems. Today's definition really cool. Cool noun, the future. Kind of talked a bit at the beginning about my frustrations with the future, where it's seen as a good thing. I'm feeling pretty like cynical today, I guess. And hopeless, but mainly just kind of weird. The next definition of the future, which is our definition of the word cool, is the time or a period of time following the moment of speaking or writing, the time regarded as yet to come. I feel like this is the most like general definition of the future. Like you think of the future and you're like, oh, like it's like the like timescape ahead of us. You know what I mean? But as someone living in the timescape here, I am so excited. Prado, who I don't know if you, dear listener, were around or paying attention or like even cared about local music back in like 2017, 2016. This super, super talented artist, Prado, was coming out with a bunch of really, really great singles. She was super young. Like I think she was like still in high school, like 16, 17. And then she kind of like went, I know that I heard that she was like working on stuff, but she kind of like went kind of radio silent, if you will. And last week, maybe the week before, dropped two new singles in like an EP called Strip. And oh my God, am I excited that Prado has released new music. And oh my gosh, is it good. So if you haven't yet done yourself the pleasure, gift, etc. of listening to the new Prado, I will play it for you. If your this wasn't already in your timescape ahead, now it is. You're welcome. So this is Stefan by Prado off of Strip. The other song was Drip, which is also exquisite. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Like me. down, I get louder. I don't give a fuck if you like me, Steven. No sex in the shower. Always mirror one overflows. Tell me, pipe it down, I get louder.
The Vancouver Art Book Fair is going digital from October 16 to 18, 2020. A digital art book fair? Yes. Set a reminder so you don't miss out on 100 artists and publishers slinging zines, art books, objects, and other printed matter. Plus, a schedule of exciting presentations, artist projects, and performances. An interactive experience where visitors browse virtual tables and chat with publishers. You also don't want to miss the Zoom parties and hidden interactive features. I mean, what else do you have to do that weekend?
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Una rosa blanca de metal, de tal pa' cual que tal. Mírala chupar, la beba de un mango bajito. Un menemeneme adicto, chiquitito, sabrosito, riquiqui. Regenerate the joy, regenerate to generate heat in the light. Love in the face of fear, fear in the face of God.
Como la mayonesa fresca, planta en la mesa. Como mayonesa, un tiro a la cabeza. Mira mi destreza y saca.
A la niña le sale el show, le sale tempo, le sale reggaetón. No vale que no, no vale que no, papi.
Papi.
Chiquitito, sabrosito, triliqui. Regenerate, grow, regenerate, regenerate. Heat in the light, love in the face of fear. Fear in the face of God. Thinking it will never end, to break off. Regenerate, grow, regenerate, regenerate. Heat in the light, love in the face of fear. Fear in the face of God. Thinking it will never end, to break off.
Yeah.
cámara lenta. Como una gata. En cámara lenta. Como una gata. En cámara lenta.
Something inside of me huddles my bed when I try to leave. Strangles my neck when I try to breathe. Plus in my death as I hide and weep. My uncle was tempted with irony. My uncle for dead when they try to sleep. Bites were shed but just silently. I did myself so violently. I'm feeling like any minute I will let them in. I know the demons be eating me out. Every second here it's his lecture chair. Through the windows they're seeing me shout. Don't know what people are thinking now. If I leave would I read about it? I'm addicted to how I feel. I'm addicted to how I deal. Cause I fuck with black magic, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad
habits.
The
habits I have will never cease to exist. I believe in this shit. I grieve and then I leave in my grip. The hedonism got no air. I gotta breathe in the mist. The smoke in the air is prepared to host the evilness. How deep does it get? These potions, I am mixing them well. It's killing and kill. The end when they lift up the veil or lift up the curtain. If anything is so certain, the signals is working. This accent is so evil, I'm breaking.
Yeah. I ain't showered in long. I'm always depressed, dejected every hour at home. The power of the clothes, the couch is getting higher and cold. I feel so alone, but I don't wanna pick up the phone. Cause I fuck with black magic, yeah. 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 I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomunum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Black Magic featuring Ada Rook by Backwash, off of her album God Has Nothing to Do with This, So Leave Him Out of It. That was a really weak drum roll, and now a round of applause for Backwash. Congratulations on winning the Polaris Prize. That album is amazing. If you haven't listened to God Has Nothing to Do with This, Leave Him Out of It, it's on, I think, all streaming platforms. It's at least on Bandcamp, so get your little online butt to Bandcamp and check it out. It's a really fantastic album. Congratulations. Wow. Just before that was Rikiki by Arca off of Kick Eye, which I played a bit when this album came out, like right when it came out, but I've been really feeling it. I've like been saying this in each song break, but I feel really weird today. Super wonky. And that song's pretty articulate, you know what I mean? And then just for that, opened that set with Stefan by Prado off of her new EP Strip. All really fantastic artists. Sometimes I like look at my show playlists and I'm like, wow, I play good music. And I hope you agree, dear listener. So today's definition of the word cool, because what is this show? It's Teachable Moments. And what are we trying to do? Figure out what's cool. Because I'm a dork and I have no idea. Today's definition of the word cool. Cool noun, the future. This definition I think is pretty funny. So I don't want to give you too much of a peek behind the curtain, but when I find these definitions, I usually Google them. And Google has like its own thing that like comes up, whatever, you've used Google. But then sometimes I go to other sources just in case like I'm curious. And today I did that for future. And the number one definition on dictionary.com was, what is to be, specifically existing after death. What? Like, this was just a moment of like dictionary.com, like, you're wrong. It's like, what is to be? Okay, cool. I can get behind that for sure. But like, why are we going to the afterlife? I've also never been like the future and like thought of like death. Like, well, obviously I know I'm going to die in the future, but thought of like the afterlife. So I just thought that was so ridiculous. And like, especially like with this assumption that we've kind of been talking about of like the future being positive, or like progress being positive and like moving towards better things, like a like assumption of improvement, I guess. It's like, yeah, let's just go straight to death. Like, dictionary.com, come on. But with that in mind, this is Golosa by Isabella Love Story out of Montreal off of her brand new album Mariposa, which I have been waiting for. I've been waiting for this album. Maybe EP. I don't think it's... I'm going to say EP. I've been waiting for this EP. Golosa means sweet en español. So, sweet relief of death. You know what I mean? Okay. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Me tiene go, golosa. Le gusta mi tatuaje de mariposa. Lo tengo loquito porque soy hermosa. Le gusta mi to. Me tiene go, golosa. Le gusta mi tatuaje de mariposa. Lo tengo loquito porque soy hermosa. Le gusta mi to. Soy una experta en la elegancia. Tengo la más expensive fragancia. Baby, vámonos a Francia. Es de Madrid y me dice gracias. Cómprame tacones y paga con euro. A la Torre Eiffel vestida de cuero. Si preguntarme, da lo que quiero. No quiero amor, yo quiero dinero. Me tiene golosa. Le gusta mi tatuaje de mariposa. Lo tengo loquito porque soy hermosa. Le gusta mi to. Me tiene golosa. Le gusta mi tatuaje de mariposa. Lo tengo loquito porque soy hermosa.
Papi, no me gustan los confites, pero a tu dulzura estoy adicta. Vámonos al mar, agua saladita. Hacemos el amor, nos vamos al jacuzzi. Oh, ah.
Tú tienes dulce que me debilita. Con tu lollipop, pop, 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 pop. Soy una gatita, una consentida. Te quiero comer toda la noche, baby. Bitchy. Caminando por la bici, me quito el bikini, toda la mirada a mí. Me tiene golosa, le gusta mi tatuaje de mariposa. Lo tengo loquito porque soy hermosa. Le gusta mi to. Me tiene golosa, le gusta mi tatuaje de mariposa.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Comfort Food by Spam Rich out of Chicago. Spam Risk. Spam Risk. Like, you're at risk of spam. Like in an email or like that ham stuff. I've actually never had spam. Packaging, iconic. Spam packaging is like really solid. It's good. Just everything about it. But Spam Risk, self-titled album. Song was Comfort Food. And then just before that was Too Sweet by Love Goon off of Lonely God. And then opened that set with Golosa by Isabella Love Story off of their new EP, Mariposa. Love it, love it, love it. I don't know about you, dear listener. I actually don't really like sweet food that much. I had like a really like intense, not, I don't even know what was that intense. Like I just really liked candy when I was a kid, which I guess like everyone did. But now I'm like, no, thank you. Like something's too sweet. And I'm like, my mouth is like, please stop. Why are you doing this to me? But today on Teachable Moments, which is the show where I, a dork, and your host, Dork, help, along with your help and guidance, and just alongside you, dear listener, try to figure out what is hot, what is not, what is cool. I don't know. Today's definition of the word cool is cool noun, the future. Like fast cars, faster cars, and space. The next definition of the future is events that will or are likely to happen in time to come. I feel like we have like some conceivable idea of like what the future can be. So the most recent definition, just the immediate one before that, was what is to be specifically existing after death. I don't want to talk about it. I already did. It doesn't make any sense. But when I was talking about it, I was saying that like I don't and I think of the future, I either think of a time past my existence, like 100 years from now, or I think about like the next 3 hours or the next 7 years. You know what I mean? Like those are kind of my, if someone says the future, those are kind of like the things that I'm thinking of. I feel like there's like an idea, there's like a window of like the next like 2 or 3 months, like, we have enough of a routine in our lives, or like at least I do, that like I have a good idea of like what that will look like, and then but also like I've planned stuff within it, so like I like know about, like I feel like I can know about what the irregularities will be, and I also know what the regularities will be, and I like know what it will be similar enough to my life. 7 years, who knows? I mean, anything could happen. I think that COVID really, I don't think anyone expected, like, I feel like after the Spanish influenza, there was, like, a really intense period of, like, well, that's when, like, Canada got healthcare, universal healthcare, and, like, since, and it was really intense, and everyone was, like, yes, 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 we need this, we should do this, and then since then, as, like, the idea of, like, a pandemic has, like, become less and less, I guess, like, viable, or, like, less and less of, like, it seemed like less and less of a reality, we've been cutting back and pulling back on things like healthcare. But now it's like in the next 20 years, people will probably be like, well, we don't want another COVID, or like there'll be more preparations in place thinking of this irregular event. But as it becomes more historical, our idea of like what could happen will be really different. But you know what else? I mean, faster cars. I think we can say in the next 7 years, cars will be faster. You know what I mean? If everything doesn't, like, totally disintegrate before then. So the next song is Nobody's Fool by Toner off of their new EP, Under the Gun. Came out early September. Toner's out of Oakland, California. And they're pretty good, I think. Call in if you don't think so. Just kidding. I can't answer. Hee hee hee. Okay, Nobody's Fool on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land on the Hankamenam-speaking Musqueam people from UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Nobody by Cuckoo Chloe. A single came out a couple months ago. And then just before that was Nobody's Fool by Toner out of Oakland off of Under the Gun. Today's definition of the word cool on Teachable Moments is cool noun, the future. something we've been talking about a lot. I guess I've been talking about, I mean, I guess it's we because, like, you're participating by listening, but I've been the one actually doing the talking, unfortunately, is, like, this idea that, like, the future is better and, like, progress is positive. The last definition of the future that I have is a prospect of success or happiness, which I feel like is exactly that, if that makes sense. I mean, like, nothing is guaranteed, but I feel like the thing that's least guaranteed is, like, that you will be happy. Like, that, like, I guess, like, in the future, like, literally anything can and will happen. So, like, in the future, you will be sad, and in the future, you will be happy, and in the future, you will be unsuccessful, but also in the future, you will be successful. I guess that's true. I concede. But I don't think that it, like, again, I think this, like, implication or, like, implicit understanding that in that the time ahead is, like, more hopeful or, like, it kind of, like, implies a guarantee that, like, there will be improvements or, like, it will be positive or you will be successful and you will be happy. Like, that's just feels, like, super, I don't know, like, maybe it's just me being bleak, but, like, untrue, I guess. Anyway, the future is pretty cool. I feel like tech is cool. I didn't really talk about tech that much. But this next song is the last one of today. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM today. This is track 10 by Charlie XCX off of Pop 2, which came out in 2017. Oh my gosh, is this album amazing? It's probably my favorite album. I will say it's my favorite album. At this time in my life, and has been for a few years, so maybe it's just straight up my favorite. Anyway, this song is, like, very, I feel like it, like, implies a lot of, like, what the future of music, or, like, futuristic music. Like, it's, like, kind of ambient, it's kind of electronic, it's, like, more, like, poetry stuff, I guess. It's not, like, very, like, it's not, like, the structure isn't, like, very simple, I guess, or traditional, so, and I feel like people, like, do kind of, like, associate, like, the future and, like, experimentation as well. Anyway, this is track 10. It's the 10th track off of Pop 2. Thank you so much for listening. I guess I'll talk to y'all next week.
I just wanna turn you up. Tonight, watch a little TV.